Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.
KBA-PGW.
Special weather statement. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.
K-A-9-S-S-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Special weather statement. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Snow. 20 degrees.
K WKA9SXH.
Good morning, Terry. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA. KA9SXH. Hi, Rick. Good to hear your voice today. What are you doing on this beautiful day by me? This is Terry, KA9SXH.
Well, Terry, I just got back from a weekly accountable group that we meet every Monday morning, and so forth. We've been doing this for some time. We do a brief Bible study, and or devotional, I should say, a weekly devotional, and so forth, and chew the fat for a little bit, and go about our week. And I just got back home from that here just a little bit ago. Currently here, it is about 20 degrees. It's been snowing, and the roads are slick. But all is well here, and I just got down here in the basement. I'm farting around the computer and doing a little 3D printing and getting ready to make some labels for a file. Back to you, Director KCBOA.
All right. Sounds like some great activities for Monday morning, Rick. By me, currently I'm into some kitchen stuff, cooking, etc., and having a pretty good time doing that. Of course, I've got this EchoLink connection open, as well as two other HDs on the table here with me. My basement time is going to come later today. And I'm done here maybe 10 o'clock or so. I'm going out walking. By me, it is overcast 24, which it is supposed to be pretty much all day. And, you mentioned snowing. I'm... We've got a few larger flakes kind of just floating around. It's rather of a pretty winter scene. I wouldn't call that snowing. It's just a little. We did get a dusting last night, but that was it. Just a dusting, and I think the streets by me are okay for walking, I think. My wife went out and she's not back yet, so I guess they're all right. playing with radios, just having a great time. I still got two of those little boxes from Christmas that I haven't opened yet. You can have two, and they're real cheap. KA9SXH.
Well, very good there, Terry. Very good. Yeah, it's always something, that's for sure, to do. And so forth. As you were talking, I just heard a teaser come up that said special weather statement, so I don't know what that was about. I'll have to check that out. But I understand Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, so 6 more weeks of winter. That might be a little better than the days that I was counting up. I think it was 46. I think first day official is March 20th, first day of spring. So looking forward to getting out of this weather and this mess, that's for sure. Just because it becomes the first day of spring doesn't mean we're free and clear, but something to look forward to. KCBOA.
Yeah, we're moving right along. Today is February 2nd. We got Pi Day coming up and Valentine's Day. Oh my goodness, all the springtime things. And right now I think I'll make this my last transmission and get back to my kitchen stuff here. So I can get out on time. My wife wanted to do a little bit of shopping later, and I think I will go along. I was invited. So, can't refuse that one. You take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, A9SXH.
Terry, you have a wonderful day, and you enjoy your time with your wife shopping, and have a great time and enjoy it. And yes, today is Groundhog's Day, which is nice to know that we're into that point, and we're on the downhill slope of winter. You have a wonderful day. KC8BOA.
Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
Special weather statement.
November 8, Romeo Hotel, Kilo. N-8-R-H-K. K-8-K-C-I, K-8-K-C-I. N8RHK. K8KCI. K8KCI. N8RHK. Nothing heard. K8KCI. N8RHK. Clear. Chesning, Michigan.
Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
8888 mobile. November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. K8KCI, K8KCI, N8RHK. K8KCI, K8KCI, November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo.
25 degrees.
We heard N8RHK, Chesney. Clear.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile.
KC8YVF, KCBUA.
Good evening there, Rick. How'd your day go today?
It went pretty good. It would have went better if I would have read instructions a little more thoroughly. But all in all, I got the driveway scraped off. It keeps coming down, but nice, light, and fluffy. Got that cleaned up, and been trying to finish up some 3D printing projects. I've got about three or four in the fire.
All right. Well, just headed home in this mess. I'll go home, clean the driveway up and that, and I got my cameras notified me somebody was at the front door this afternoon, and usually it's my daughter. She comes over at her lunchtime visits with wife for a half hour, but it kept going off, and I looked, she was shoveling my driveway this afternoon at 2 o'clock, so 1:30, somewhere around there. So it's already been done once, at least. Didn't expect that. But, yeah, I'm working on 3D projects, too. I started on the train project yesterday, so I am printing train wheels and bases for the cars. So I got one more set. I'm only going to do five cars. It has a coal tender car. I'm going to do two freight cars and two passenger cars along with the train itself. I think that'll be enough. So, process of printing those. So I got one more base to do, and then I will start on the upper portion of the cars as we go along. I got to just figure out the color scheme, because some of the colors he had online on the web page for this project, he's now changed. So, and I bought specific colors, or some couple of colors specifically. I didn't have a bronze, so I bought that, and I needed a forest green to give it a rustic type of look, so I'll start on those then.
It's yours. You can personalize it any way you want. So, yeah, what I have been building is cases like for multimeters and stuff like that, and basically they're the rugged box configuration. I think you've probably seen those before. So I'm going to have to hunt down some screws and so forth and get that all put together. And I printed one part in PLA, and come to find out it's supposed to be printed in TPU, so back to redo that. And that will definitely help anyways with protecting the meter.
Yep, yeah, I've printed several of those cases for different parts that I've got. I got meters and other things and printed cases for them. So I haven't printed anything lately, but there was a bunch of need, and I printed them all that I needed at the time. But, yeah, I keep a spreadsheet of different things. So as I find things online that I like, I just stick the what it is and the link to it to the file in a spreadsheet.
So I've got a tab for power pole stuff. I got tab for different types of boxes. I got a tab for parts generators. Basically, some people out there have about any part that you want, a box or a fan or a cover or a whatever it is, a screw, you know, plastic screw type thing or a washer or whatever. There's part generators out there. You just go in and they bring up, I don't know what CAD program, online CAD, SD CAD or something, I'm not sure. And then you just pull in your parameters and it'll give you, you know, give you the file for that part and then print it off. So I got a tab for that. I got tab for different seasons, for Christmas and Halloween and all of those things. So as I find stuff, I stick them in there and don't know if I'll ever print them or not, but they were interested, so I just put them in a file.
Oh, very good, very good. Generally, when I find something, I go ahead and download it and put it in a folder. And just like what you indicated there, I've got things listed for different times of the year, different indications, whether it's for storage or cable management or just what have you, and I've done that. So, matter of fact, I got some TPU printing right now for some flexible, reusable zip ties.
Well, I've seen those. Haven't tried it. Haven't had a need for them yet, but there, I've got a link for one of those. Yeah, I don't download the files. I just link the page to where it is on MakerWorld or Printables or wherever it might be. I'll link to the page, and then if I ever need it, I will download whatever the newest file that they have. I know I went to, I had a file for one thing, and I couldn't remember where I put it, so I went back on the website and downloaded it, and here they changed the files. They had newer stuff with updated parameters or whatever, profiles and that for it. So I said, well, it's good to kind of go back sometimes to the original page because they might have got updated and for the better or the worse. So that happens.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yep, and I've gone on there and some things have been taken off and removed completely, so that's why I try to capture and save it.
Yeah, I've had that happen. I just kind of was checking links and it's no longer up there. But in some cases, I'll do a search by the title that I had on the page and they got a different page up. The link was bad, so they taken down or got taken down, and then they just created a new profile, a new page for it. So I've had a few of those like that. And there's been a couple that I just couldn't find anymore. So if I didn't print it before, chances are I probably won't print it now, but there's a chance. But yeah, I do that, and then I have, you know, things that I frequent print stuff. Like the trophy, I'll never find that, so I put in a folder for fear content for the trophy for, you know, the Ares banquet there and some other things. So frequently printed stuff and then like to have, and if I really think it's going to be something I want, then I'll put a couple of stars in front of it, and so kind of catch my attention that, yo, you really want to do this one.
Yep. Yep. Well, I'll have to think about what you're doing and see if I want to go that route or not. Definitely save some computer space. KCI.
I've only had a couple that I went back and kind of checked that it wasn't there anymore. And some of the titles, of course you got to rename them because some of the titles of stuff, like I use the cereal boxes to put my filament in and then put just a desiccant, you know, cupful in the bottom, but I print this one label that goes on the box, and then there's a holder that you pop out the lid to the cereal box that you pour the cereal out of. You pop that out, and then you 3D print a new lid that holds a meter in it for the, you know, humidity gauge and that. Well, like I said, to have that in there, I could never find it, but the title it's so stupid. One for the label. So I reprinted or typed it in. I have it recorded, but I had to name it what it was because they had some name on this file that I would never know what it was by the title.
KCI, go ahead, pick it up, Jeff. KCBOA.
Oh, I think I just was asking you guys how the roads are out there. Just curious. It's been snowing all day, so I figured they're a little touchy.
Ron, you got a traffic report there for Jeff? KCBOA.
At least coming home here, and I've been coming down a few back roads here and there. There's snow covered a little bit, but they're not bad. They were actually worse this morning because it was colder temperature this morning, and a little bit of snow got packed down, turned into a glaze, and there was a few corners that I went to go around at the back end let loose on me, and I had to do a little counter steering going to work this morning. But now at least they're pretty good, unless you get into, side streets, then you're going to get snow covered. But main roads are just slightly snow covered, and I haven't had a problem. Back over to you there, Rick, KCYVF.
Okay, guys, I appreciate it. Just thought I'd chime in there. You guys have fun. Be safe. Talk to you later.
Okay, KCI, I think Stormy was looking for you a little bit earlier today.
Sorry, come back on that, Rick.
I think Stormy was calling for you earlier today.
Okay, yeah, I've been out cutting wood, so I just got back in, so I'll sit there and see what I can do. Shoot him at that. I appreciate it. You never know, so. The old band was going crazy this morning on HF. I was all over the western side of the world there, and the eastern side, I should say. But 10 meters was rolling pretty good. So. Okay, you guys, we'll be clear, and we'll talk to you later on the net. KCI, we'll be clear.
Hey, have a good night there, Jeff. KCBOA. Yeah, Ron, I gotta get a little bit more organized, and so maybe doing the spreadsheet thing might be a better way of going about it, and help out that way. But I've got stuff in there for camping. I got all kinds of stuff I've got put away there. There's things I printed out, and there's some things I probably won't print again. So do I need to keep it? Probably not. Back over to you, KCBOA.
Yeah, I've got some of those, too, for if I need something else, I'll just add another tab on the spreadsheet for whatever it is. But, yeah, when I'm done printing something, I just, in another column over to the right, I just type in completed and then move it down to the bottom of that tab, so the things that I've printed, so I know what I've printed before. And there's a couple of times somebody asks, oh, do you have that? Yeah, I already printed it, but I can at least go back and find it. I didn't delete the link, and the file's actually at that point been downloaded on the computer, but like I said, they use such screwy names sometimes. It's like when you do something in Tinkercad, it comes up with some random words to describe that part if you don't put in a name for it. So, yeah, I just keep them on. It's not that big of a file. And like I said, I've got kind of new stuff and a tab that, that I should print, and then the individual ones, like I said, project boxes and power pole stuff and mistastic cases, different things that I found, different cases or whatever. I'll just throw them in there, and didn't take up much space. And then if I need it, I'll just click on the link. It takes me to the page. I download the file and whatever the newest file is and go from there.
Well, that works. That definitely works. That's a good thing there. So, yeah, it's been keeping me going. I've been printing stuff for gardening, too. Printing out a seed packet organizer so I can keep my seed packets organized a little bit. I'm still waiting on package from MI Gardener. I wanted to get some onions started by seed, so I want to get that going so I can get them in the ground.
I guess Punxsutawney Phil seen the shadow. So 6 more weeks of winter.
Yep, and usually, except February is usually the snowiest month of the winter season. So we'll wait and see. We could use a little reprieve here from the cold. My brother, I sent him a text. He made it down to his rental house in Florida for the month. I sent him a text. I said, well, how's the weather? He said, 43 degrees. It's cold. And I've seen on the news today, they've got iguanas falling out of trees because they're susceptible for the cold. And they said they're trying to rescue these iguanas that have fallen out of the trees because they're cold. So, yep. There was parts supposed to be snow flurries even far down middle part of the state, Orlando and Tampa and that, so, and down in the 40s, 30s and 40s down to Miami, so there's no place to get warm right now.
Yeah, well, that'll make the oranges sweeter.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's tonight. Like I said, go home, make dinner, eat dinner, clean up dinner, and then I'll head to the basement. I'll start on some more of the files. Like I said, I got one more train base. What I've got to do, I got to go over to Harbor Freight. I found just a storage box over there. I have so many of these metric screws that I have to have for these various projects, and some of them have come in kits, some of them I bought separately. And they're all in these little packages, you know, you got 10 in a package or 20 in a package. I got to get them out of these little packages, put them in a storage box, label it, so I can see, because I never know how many of these screws I have for a project. And like this train project, is they take 8 screws to put the wheels on, then I'm going to have, you know, five cars, not including the train. So, you know, I've got to have 40 of these one-size screws. Well, I don't know if I have enough or not. So I got to round them all up, put them in a storage box, label them, and then that way at least I can eyeball and say, okay, I'm getting low on these and I need to order some more for the project or whatever. But got to get over there and pick one of those up. They're like $6 for this little storage container, screw container. But I said that would solve my problem of not knowing what screws I've got.
Yep, unless you want to go the other route and do Gridfinity and print your own.
Yeah, I'm figuring for the $5, it's going to cost me a whole lot more to print and do the Gridfinity thing than the $5. I look at some of the filament sometimes, the time and waste of filament to print something that, you know, I can pick up, you know, something else, yeah, it's kind of nice to do, and I got a couple of the Gridfinity things, but they're just stuff I look at and say, this is going to take too much filament, too much time, and I can buy something for cheaper, so I go that route occasionally. So, all right, Rick, just pulling in the driveway. See my daughter shoveled at least out to the parkway for the first round today, so I will get this taken care of at some point, probably in the morning, because it's still... snow's still coming down, so clean off the cars here with the blower, I guess, at least get that off, and then have dinner here. So we'll talk to you later on the net tonight, KCYBF.
Very good, Ron. You might be able to even clean out the rest of the driveway with the blower, too, because it's nice and light and fluffy, so I'm sure it's going to blow easily. KCYBF.
N8RHK, this is K8KCI. You got a copy. N8RHK, K8KCI. You got a copy on me. N8RHK, K8KCI. N8RHK, this is K8KCI. N8RHK. There you are. Good afternoon. Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India.
Good afternoon. I got my snow, Joe. And
I snow joed the front and back. Well, that's good. It actually wasn't too bad out. I come in about an hour ago, maybe not quite, and ate and come up here. So, and Rick from the club said you were out looking for me, so I thought I'd give you a shout. I got your email or your text too. So, what's in the shed? It's good to go. Who's Rick? Oh, KC8 BOA from the club there. He was on a little while ago here, so he said you were calling for me, so I thought I'd better text you and tell you I'm out. Do you want to go to the 5-2? The Simplex? Roger that. N8RHTQSY Simplex. T8KCI. RSV 5-2.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 19 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 19 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 20 degrees.
This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association pre-net. Do I have any pre-net check-ins? Call now.
K8ZOB, Bob Inowasso.
This is KD8MMH, White, Carlson Township.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob Inowasso.
I got you in there, Bob. I got you, Mike, KD8MMH as well. Any other pre-net check-ins?
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out, guys. 7-3s.
Okay, Dave, I got you in and out. Stand by, everyone. We'll get started with the net in just a moment. KC8YVF.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5. for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this, from the pre-net, I have KE8ZOB Bob, KD8MMH Mike, and KE8PCQ Dave, who was in and out. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now. Okay, do I have any Echolink stations for the net? Any Echolink stations, call now. Okay, we'll take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the SavaraNet. Call now.
This is...
Dave, W-A-D-W, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is...
M-A-E-U-I, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is... November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob and Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is... Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
This is Kilo, 8, Kilo, Charlie, India, Chelsea, and Oakland, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw, no traffic.
This is N8NTN, Beaver Township. Doug.
This is DAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list that I have from the pre-net. KE8ZOB Bob, KE8MMH Mike, KE8PCQ Dave was in and out. From our regular check-ins, WADW, N8EUI, N8KPR, KF8EDQ, K8KCI, KC8VOA, N8NTN, and KD8PAZ. Do I have any corrections or additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. I'm trying to transfer my written call signs here into my spreadsheet for tracking purposes, so I'll get them as I go along here. It's been another cold week and weekend here, although Sunday wasn't too bad. We got up into the 20s and the sunshine was out, so it made it seem like it was a whole lot better than it actually was. But then Mother Nature decided to throw some more snow at us today, which was only supposed to be a trace, but my trace I had to shovel, so it was a little bit more than that. And actually, my daughter came by for lunch, and she shoveled a part of the driveway for me, and then I cleaned up the rest when I got home. So I didn't expect to have to do that again. And we're supposed to get some more measurable snow Thursday night into Friday, so we'll wait and see what we get there. All right, first up on the list tonight, KE8ZOB, Bob from Owosso, and standby KD8MMH. Good evening, Bob.
Roger, thank you for the net tonight. Boy, I stayed awake and got to get on here. Heard Jeff got on there, and I think Storm is on there. Good to hear all you guys. Not much planned, like playing radio. Got a 9-1 up, doing really good, 135 up for Jeff. And a guy named Mike got 9-1 up in a 135-foot wire in HF. And it's HF's doing good. It has to go through one of them little LD tuners. It gets it so far as in the ICOM 70 tuner, finish tuning, but I really like it, man, a lot. I like playing radio. All right, I don't know who to pass it to, so I'm passing it back to Net. And again, thank you for the net. I didn't know what topic it was. I was in the other room, but thank you.
All right, Bob, yeah, we really didn't have a topic for tonight, so if anybody does have one like they'd like to throw in, when it comes your turn, go right ahead. If you have a question or something you'd like to know, let me know, and we'll get it on the air here. So next up on the list, Mike, KD8MMH, and standby WADW. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMA. Oh, good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Groundhog's Day. Unfortunately, the groundhog did see a shadow, so kind of not surprising there. We're going to get 6 more weeks of winter, according to the groundhog. Anyway, one quick announcement, too. This coming Friday, 7 o'clock at Harry Brown Airport, will be our February Savara monthly meeting. Will be 7 o'clock. It will be in person and also online by way of free conference call, and I'll be sending an email either tomorrow or Wednesday reminding everybody. And I don't think, Ron, you can correct me on this, I don't think we have a presentation for the February meeting. If we do, let me know what it is, or if anybody has any suggestions, feel free. Other than that, I think that's, and like you said, the snow, not a lot today, enough to get the snow shoveled out for the first go-around, but then all afternoon I just went out a couple times with a leaf blower and blew the little dusting off that we got after that, which kind of worked pretty good. So that's all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around too, Ron, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and hope to see a bunch of you out there Friday night for the club meeting and also Saturday for our club breakfast. KD8MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net, Ron.
Okay, Mike, thanks for checking in. And if I remember correct, and Tom, you can tell me when you get up, Tom was supposed to do a presentation in February on his filters. So if that's not correct, Tom, if you weren't ready, let Mike know, let me know, or him know, so he can put it on the schedule for that. But that's what I had down in the notes, that he would be doing a presentation in February. All right, next up on the list, WADW, standby, NADUI. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KC8YVF, WADW. Not a whole lot going on here. We're trying to stay warm, and that's mainly it. Had a little excitement here. Last week, we had the they're putting the fiber cables in, and they supposedly they mismarked a gas line, which, knowing what I know, they did not mark it at all. So anyway, the company that's putting the fiber optics in hit the gas line, and that was right in front of my house, almost in front of my house, was a gas line to my neighbors across the street. So I got another cleanup area for this spring. They got to dig and get down to the gas line and replace part of the gas line going across the street to the house across the street. So anyway, that's about it. So anyway, I'll try to back you there, Ron, and we'll be here for a 73 round. KC8YVF, WADW.
Okay, Dave, yeah, that's not good if they miss market. And that was a question I'd ask Rick before, how far down are the gas lines? And he said before, it's not a set number, so... I know at least when they came by my house, they were digging at least hand shovels. They put in a box right next to my driveway. And unfortunately, it's already been ran over once this winter because it's covered with snow. And my son-in-law ran it over with the truck on Saturday when he was pulling in, parked in front of the house. So that thing's only maybe a foot and a half off the roadway. It's only maybe a foot and a half off the edge of my driveway. So it's going to get, and it's not ground level, it sticks up. So I know they were hand digging at least in that area, so I don't know how far down they dig, had to dig to get the cable that they brought in. But, yeah, it's out in front of my house, but that box is, I don't know how long that's going to last or how tough it is, because it's going to get hit with something. During the time, if the snow plows get a foot and a half off the edge from where they're supposed to be, they'll take it out with the plow. So we'll find out. All right, next up on the list, NADUI, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Tom, and let Mike Nigel know about the presentation.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI. Hello, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. Stay warm. Yeah, I have two short little videos on bandpass filters. And one basically how to explain the video. Another one actually has a demonstration of how bandpass filters can be, you know, if you're operating at 20 meters, somebody's operating at 40 meters, for instance, at a winter field day, for instance, how it just attenuates the QSO, you know, the RF. So Kind of interesting videos. Not too long either. Not enough to put you to sleep, but kind of informative. I enjoyed watching them myself. So yeah, they'll be on display this Friday's meeting. So I'll just let everybody know. Not a whole lot going on this end. My couple of idiot lights on my dashboard are illuminated. Let me break real quick. And so I called, and I'm going to take it in tomorrow evening and then put the keys in the slot there at my mechanic's shop, and then get at it Wednesday. Like I said, one is a tire idiot light. The tires are not uninflated, so I don't know if it's an air pressure sensor or something else. I don't know. There's no leakage. There's no brake fluid on the garage floor, so I know it's not a brake fluid. And then the other light is just an engine light, so I don't know. That could be anything. It could be a sensor. It could be a pollution device. Who knows? So these vehicles are so complicated. They got to put them on a machine so the onboard computer can tell the diagnostic computer what's wrong with itself. And then, of course, they charge you an arm and a leg just to tell you that information, never mind the cost of the parts. So that's just the way it is. But I got to get that fixed. So, and let's see, that's about it. We're going to school Wednesday. We're leaving town. My wife and I are going to go visit my mom. We haven't seen her since Thanksgiving, so we're going to go visit her, take her to lunch in Pigeon, some area. Pigeon's a little farm town, about 1,200 people, just south of Caseville, about 6 or 7 miles south of Caseville. Everybody knows what Caseville is. I think everybody knows what Caseville is. But Pigeon's a little farm town, so that's where I grew up. So I'm going to go visit her on Wednesday and come back before it gets too dark on Wednesday, although the days are starting to get a little longer. I sense that. So anyways, I'm going to toss it back, and we'll catch you all in the 3-3 round. And until then, this is NAEY.
All right, Tom. Thanks. You're talking about the cars and that. It reminds me, I have a tire pressure monitor light. The battery has gone dead in one of them, or just about dead. It'll work one time and not the next, especially in these cold weather. But the car is 16 years old, and I've replaced one of them so far, and another one's gone out, so I'm not about to do it yet. The tire is fine. There's no problem with the pressure, but the dashboard light up tell me to check the tire pressure monitor system. So at some point I'll have to get it over the tire shop, have that one replaced, and we'll wait for the other two to go out at some point. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue down the list. NAKPR, you're up next, Bob, followed by KF8EDQ. Good evening, Bob.
Well, good evening, Ron. Everybody else on the net? Yeah, not a pretty, kind of an uneventful day today. Yeah, the snow, they said less than an inch. Well, I got more than an inch, but it's powder. You could probably use your blower, leaf blower, to blow it off the driveway. But I had cars in and out of here during the day, and so it packed everything down, and I'm like, okay, I'll just wait till whatever, Friday. If we're supposed to get some measurable snow then, I believe, then I'll bring the snow blower out. But, I had a sander I bought a while back, and it's a regular sander and for wood, and it was acting up. Like, I pushed the button and run, and it wouldn't run, and it came with another set of brushes. So I said, well, maybe it's the brushes. So anyways, I went online. There was nothing for it online. I said, well, if there's screws here, let's start undoing screws. I just felt adventurous, so started undoing the screws, actually got it apart without losing anything. So, and then I pulled the brushes out, and I goes, oh, they don't look that bad. I knew where the other ones were, the new brushes I had got with it. So I went out to the barn to get them, and they're not there. I can't find them anyplace. I don't know where they're at. So I put sander all back together just because I didn't want to leave it apart. I'll eventually find the other brushes, I know that, eventually. but I'm good at that. I'll set something someplace, I know where it's at, but when I go back, it's not there. Oh, well, that's life. That's life, and that's my life, anyways. But I think it's about it for this round. Back to Nick Control, this is Nick KPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I have the same problem here, but usually it's my wife. I will put something someplace. I know where it's at. I know where I left it. And then I will go back to get it, and it's not there. And I'll ask her, you know, what did you do with this? Well, I've never touched it. Well, that's usually the story, and I always have a saying, I'm about to tape it up around the house. If it's not yours, don't touch it. But she likes to rearrange things, and if she sees something that's out of place to her but in place for me, it's liable to get moved, and then she'll forget where she put it, and then I'm searching the house trying to find the object that I'm looking for. But I tell her, you know, the shop is mine. Do not go in the shop and move anything. It may look a mess, but I know where everything is in there, and I can go back to it a month from now and get what I need. So if you got a wife, sometimes that's the problem of those missing things. They clean it up and straighten it up, and they're happy, and then we can't find it. Next up on the list, KF8EDQ. Mike, stand by, KKCI. Good evening, Mike.
KC8YBF in the group. This is KF8EDQ. Mike in Saginaw. I haven't been up to too much. I had work today. Started out really grueling. And I was getting pulled in many different directions. So it felt like a mad dash this morning. And then I had a meeting this afternoon, and that went well. And after work, I took my dogs for a walk, which is the first time we've gone on a walk. And over a week, it feels like. So it was a good walk. There was snow on the ground, but it wasn't too icy, and I wasn't slipping and sliding all over the place, and I didn't feel like I was in danger. Because I've fallen out there. It seems like it happens a few times a year anyway. The dogs are pulling, and I step on some ice, and down I go. But today was not like that, so... It was good. What I've been up to this evening, I was still working on my phone server, but now I'm working on, it's called a Pi Hole. It is a network-wide advertisement blocking. Let me break for a moment. Anyway, the Pi Hole, I have Docker installed and running on my on one of my All-Star nodes, and it has Pi Hole running inside of it, which is it's basically a DNS server, a domain name server. Instead of making public queries out to Google or my internet provider, I have it all in-house, and I can track which websites are being called by which clients, which has so far been absolutely fascinating. I should have set this up a long time ago. So with that, I'll stick around for the 73 round. This is KF8EDQ. I'll pass it back to Net Control.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining tonight. Glad you were able to get the dogs out and go for a walk. And, yeah, it's no fun falling. It's one thing, I got a new doctor about a year ago, and the first thing he asked me, have you fallen lately? And I said, no, why should I? So I guess older people are supposed to fall a lot, but so far I haven't. Although, I'll take that back. I was out shoveling the driveway, and I stepped on a little mound of snow that was just off the side of the driveway, and there was ice underneath, and my foot slipped, and I landed in the snowbank. So no harm, no foul. The snowbank was big enough that it cushioned my fall. But, yeah, he's always asking me that every time I go to the doctor. Have you fallen lately? And it's kind of like, no, I guess I'll have to do one just to satisfy him. You know, I'll take another dive in a snowbank sometime or whatever. All right, next up on the list, KAKCI, followed by KC8POA. Good evening, Jeff.
good evening, Ron. Appreciate you doing the net, and glad you made it home. We got a little bit more snow, but that was pretty good. Well, the bands were really good this morning. 10 meters, I haven't been on it lately, but I turned it on, and man, I had like the Middle East was pretty much all over. Everybody from Israel and Kuwait. You name it, I talked to him over there. So it was a good evening. Did about 19 contacts without too much trouble. Two element Yagi was pointed that way, and I even was running barefoot, so yeah, it worked pretty good. So Dan was good, even though you know how it works. Yesterday I couldn't even get the antennas to work. Because I think it actually was just too cold and the switch just didn't want to work. But anyways, it's all good. And Mike, just wanted to take a yell at you. I talked to, I think it's Tom up there at West Branch. And, yep, he said, yep, your all-star node's on that repeater he's got. And he's a pretty nice guy. Gave me his phone number and said, yep, just let me know. I'll help you get on there, too, and get that set up. So I just thought I'd throw that out at you. Other than that, send her back to Net Control. It's KCI.
All right, Jeff, thanks for joining tonight. And, yeah, the roads weren't too bad coming home. They were a little more slick this morning. Out on, I take Washington out past the GM plant and the curves at where M13 heads north and Washington turns into 81 and heads east. That is a bad corner. It's a very tight corner, and even though I was only going about 35, being cautious to go around there, the back end of the car started to come around. So I had to do a little creative steering this morning to correct that I was going around that corner. So. And then it's at a left, hard left corner, and then a hard right back again to head out toward the expressway. So it's not my favorite corner. There's a lot of accidents that happened there. And that's also where I was heading to work last a year ago, February, and I spun the van. It was a dry road, supposedly. And I just passed another vehicle. And just as I started into that corner, there was black ice there that was not visible at all, and all of a sudden the rear end came around and we went for a ride. So so I get always careful on that corner. All right, and next, Rick, one other thing, let me break. Rick, before I get to you here, little story, I was doing some work on one of the 3D printers last night, and I took the build plate off so I had it out of the way to do some cleaning and other things. And I started to print tonight here just before the net, and I happened to go over to check it, and I'm thinking, oh, shoot, it's printing all right. No build plate down, so. That's the first time I've ever done that in almost 2 years of printing, so usually the build plate's in. I took it out, forgot to put it back in last night and started to print, so guess what? It doesn't stick. So one of my parts failed, so I've got to restart it again. Go figure. All right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, standby N8NTN. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody is doing well and staying warm and watching the slipping and sliding. As Ron indicated, yeah, it was very slippery this morning on the secondary roads. Even Center Road was very slippery this morning. So, but it straightened up within an hour or two. It was pretty decent. So for myself, I've been doing a lot of 3D printing here, trying to get some of my little projects done. I've been printing cases and stuff to protect some items and stuff. So that's one of the things I've been working on. Got too many irons in the fire. I'm waiting on some garden seeds to come. I ordered them a little over a week ago. I thought they'd be here by now. They're not here yet. I need to get some onions started here pretty soon so they can get up and get to the point where I can get them planted here
hopefully next month. Other than that, I've got little bits and pieces have been coming in for radio projects. I pretty much get everything in. I just got to get after stuff. So I get the bench cleaned off and get after some of that. I've got my grandson interested in maybe doing some fox hunting. So I showed him video of fox hunting and everything else, and he kind of got excited in that. So I says, well, this is Sangamon Valley Amateur Radio Association normally has a fox hunt in June, and then the West Branch Club usually has one in the fall, so he might participate in that with me. So it'd be good to get some younger people involved in it. And with that, I'm going to turn over to Net Control, KCAVOA.
All right, Rick, thanks for joining us tonight, and yeah, I know, like I said, I've been working on my 3D projects here in between. I am pricking train wheels at the moment, working on the Christmas train project that I was a crowdfunding thing before Christmas, and I knew I wasn't going to get a chance to do anything. So I'm just starting to print some of the parts for it to put things together, at least on the plastic side of it, so that's what I'm working on tonight. Before we go to Doug, let me do a quick station break. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Station, Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, N8NTN, Doug, you're up next, followed by KD8PAZ. Good evening, Doug.
Good evening to everybody down there. And we just stayed home, watched the snow come down. I went out just before supper and scraped the porch off and made me a one shovel wide path out to the mailbox, got the mail and brought that back in. Most of it, thank goodness, is all fluff, which is nice. But when it starts blowing, it's going to be real bad. So we'll just sit here and watch the road go by. We'll probably be over. Midland has their meeting on Thursday. You guys have your meeting on Friday. I'm going to try to get down there, unless the weather's nasty. All righty. Thank you much. Talk to you later. And at NTN.
All right, Doug. Yeah, I don't know about Thursday, Friday. Like I said, we're supposed to get some snow Thursday night into Friday, so it could make Midland's meeting iffy. It could make Saginaw's meeting iffy on Friday, so we'll just have to wait and see what Mother Nature brings us. And I'm not happy with that that groundhog. We were supposed to get some early spring here and get some warmer temperatures, but I talked to my brother who spends the month of Florida down at a rental house in Florida there, and he arrived at the house yesterday and texted me, he was there and said it was 43 degrees, so this is about an hour and a half south of Tampa, and it was 43 degrees for when they got there, and it was supposed to be about 30 overnight, so supposed to be up to about 70 by Thursday for them, but temperatures are still in the 40s at nighttime, so not warm for them. They're still supposed to get another cold spell. So they tried to get out of Michigan to get away from the cold, and it followed them all the way down. All right, Minnie, KD8PAZ, and then we'll do another break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. I'm not doing much. I didn't even go outside today. Didn't get any mail, so I didn't have to go to the mailbox. So didn't do any shoveling or sweeping or anything. I've been just sitting here working on my puzzle. I've got it probably almost half done. So anyway, when I get it done, like I say, I'll be putting it on Facebook. It's puzzle of a vineyard, so it's a little bit dark pieces and that. I got the sky done, but the rest of it is kind of dark, but I'll get her done. It'll take me a while, but I'll get it done. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
Okay, Minnie, yeah, I seen the last one that you did up on Facebook. Those always look so nice. And Oh, I that's one thing I don't have time for. Not enough hours in a day to get all the projects done. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, for me, like I said, back to work last week. Weekend was quite busy. Saturday, we had a concert up in Midland at the Midland Center for the Arts. Took the family up. We've got tickets back before Christmas to see the Blue Man Group. So we had a good time up there. The grandkids enjoyed the show. We stopped in Midland for dinner on the way back, and then we got back home. Daughter, son-in-law, and the grandkids then headed on home. Yesterday, stayed just around the house. Didn't do a lot, but I did go get at least my one car fixed, washed, get the salt off in it, and I knew it was going to, we were supposed to get a dusting today, but this was a little bit more than a dusting, so I wasn't happy with that. And usually I just take the leaf blower for the driveway, but that has not been running right, so either one night this week or the weekend, I've got to get up to Wolf Oil's hardware up here and get it in for service. It's not running right. When I can get it started now, it just was working fine up until about 2 weeks ago, and then it just quit working right. So if I can get it started, it doesn't want to stay running, and when I do shut it off, all I smell is gas for the next couple hours, so I think the choke might be stuck or came loose or something. So I don't have the time or the expertise to fix it, so it's going to go up to Wolf Files, get it repaired to whatever needs, because don't use a whole lot during the summer. I use it more in the wintertime, blowing the snow off the cars and cleaning things up. So I desperately still need that quite a bit. I do have an electric one, but I don't feel like dragging cords down the driveway to try and do the cars and that. That's no fun. The gas works a whole lot easier and is a whole lot stronger than the electric one. So, all right, we're going to head back up to the top of the list. KEHZOB, Bob in Owosso, and then stand by WADW. Good evening again, Bob. KEHZOB, Bob, are you still there? Okay, looks like he's out for the night. Next one up, WADW, stand by NADUI. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KC8YVF, WADW. Yeah, the hole that they had to dig in the front yard just off my driveway to the east was about 6 feet deep, so the gas line down right there is 4.5 to 5 feet down, so they had a small backhoe they had to come in and dig to do that, so that was that project. Let's see, what else did I have? Oh, as far as tire pressure, this happened to me day before winter field day. I went out and I had low tire warning come up, and on the ram, and it said I had 25 pounds of air in one of the tires. The other ones were all quite a bit lower. I normally watch that quite closely. The week before, they were all between 33 and 35. So with the cold weather, they dropped. The other three were right around 31 pounds, so they all dropped. What I've read is for every 10 degrees of temperature change, your tire pressure can change from 1 to 3 pounds. So that means if you've got 35 pounds of air in your tires and during the summertime and you're driving, your temperature tire goes up, you can get up in the 42, 45 pounds of air in them tires. The same thing goes true when it's cold. Since we were down below zero, The tire pressure will also drop the same about 2 to 3 pounds. So that was the big problem there.
Put nitrogen in your tires, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I know. And then I had something else for you, too. I'll tell you. The age thing, the falling thing. When you turn in the Social Security age, that the question from the doctors, you'll hear it forever now, is have you fallen lately, or have you fallen, and that will be on, that will be one of the questions. That's on the list from the Social Security thing, so along with another other questions. So that's about all I got there, Ron. I'll turn it back to you. Say 7-3. Everyone have a good one, and stay warm. KC8YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, thanks for the information. Yeah, I know with the tire pressure, again, in the summertime, the temperatures rise, so will the temperature or the pressure in the tire. Temperatures go down, you lose pressure in the tire. The strange thing, on one of my motorcycles, I have a tire pressure monitor system that I put on. It's not factory. And it shows the tire pressure of the tires, plus it also shows the temperature, the inside temperature, the cavity of the tire itself as well. And it's amazing to watch the tire pressure go up when I'm riding on a hot day. I normally run the tires at 40 pounds, both front and back. And again, the larger tire in the back will go up higher in tire pressure as I'm riding than the front, usually is a couple of pounds lower as you're riding. But it's also the temperature, and especially if I'm riding just solo or if my wife's on the bike with the additional weight, how much that tire pressure will go up in the summer and the temperature. I was amazed, and I asked at one of the motorcycle rallies, and the tire manufacturer that I have was there at the rally, and I asked them about that because the tire temperature goes up to, up to 140, 150 degrees on that back tire for the internal temperature of the cavity of the tire. So your car tires just tell you when you're low. It doesn't tell you what the tire is when it raises or what the temperature in the tire is, where this monitoring system does. But he said, no, don't worry about it. They're made for that. So I'm still kind of, when I watch that go up the first time, up to 150 degrees and go from 40 pounds up to 50, 52 pounds, it kind of concerned me a little bit. So talking to the manufacturer, that's perfectly normal. They're made for that. Don't worry about it. So I try and take the worry away at that point. All right, next up on the list, NADUI and standby NAKPR. Good evening again, Tom.
Hey, thanks, Ron. This is NAUI. Yeah, I wish that was a simple solution for my truck tires. The sensor that's flashing on the dashboard. Last weekend, just before winter field day, it was so incredibly cold that I went out. The dashboard light, the tire sensor light came on. I thought, yeah, maybe that's true. That it was so extremely cold that the air pressure had gone down. So I got an upright air compressor out of my shed, and I checked the tires, and no, they were down maybe about 2 pounds. Nothing would cause the sensor to light up, so it must be something other than tire pressure, obviously, that's causing the sensor to light up. Like I said, it might be the sensor itself is faulty on one of the tires. When the air pressure goes down, unlike my wife's Malibu, if the tire pressure goes down on her car, it'll tell you if it's the left front or the right rear. Mine doesn't do that. Any four tires, it doesn't tell you individually which tire is low on air, so I have to check all four. But they were fine last weekend, so it's something other than that. So, anyways, I'm gonna say 73 to everybody. I went out today. I went out and scraped off the snow. I got one of those big, wide, 4-foot-wide scraper shovels, so I didn't get my snowblower out. I just scraped it off with my scraper shovel and got some good exercise. We had to go out and run some errands and pay a few bills, but I got back home and it was the snow was still up. That it was snowing all day, so the driveway was had snow back on it again. So I figured, well, I'll just clean it off tomorrow morning. So I'm not going to deal with it again. So I just scraped the driveway off once today. So that's all I got to do. Anyways, I'm going to say 73 to everybody. I'll catch you all.
hopefully most of you, a lot of you, many of you, this Friday night at the our meeting, and I'll bring those to Bandpass Builder videos, so we can show that in one of our after the meeting, show them the videos, and maybe be enlightened by Bandpass Builder. So, anyways, this is NAEUI saying good night, 73 everybody, and everybody stays warm and have a good week.
All right, Tom, we'll see you on Friday then. Next up on the list, NAKPR, standard by KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Bob.
Oh, good evening, Ron. Yeah, not much else to add here. I got, just as an experiment, I got a little greenhouse going. Started some, I had some tomato plants that, cherry tomato plants that I just loved. They're the yellow variety, but they're called Sun Sugar. They are the sweetest tomatoes I ever had. Well, I couldn't find them last year. And by chance, I just happened to have a volunteer come up this year in the garden. And, you know, I didn't know what it was when it started coming up, but I says, well, let's just let it go and see what it is. And it was a Sun Sugar. So anyways, I saved the seeds from some of the fruit, and I planted them here probably 3-4 weeks ago, and well, they're coming up, they're about 4 inches tall right now, and just to see if I can get them to maturity. Trouble is, I'll be gone most of March in Florida, but I give it to my neighbor. She can put it on her sun porch and take care of them. If they die, they die. If they don't, they don't. That's cool. And, Mike, I tried to get into the net tonight, and Mike, the operator, he ILL or LLI, whatever his name call was, but I guess he had done a call, but I got in there too late because I forgot about it. And I said, oh, wait, they're on. So I got an echo link. And I haven't forgot about the steps set me for the All-Star. I'm still trying to work on that. I'm trying to get FTA working. I haven't got that working yet. But anyways, that's about it for now. We'll talk to, I'll try and make the meeting this week. We'll see what happens. But back to the next show, sitting at KPR.
Bob, I have a question for you. How much power are you running on your radio right now?
I am running, that's about, let me see here. I got it on low 2, and it looks like it may be about 10 watts.
Okay. I've been watching the voter on various things, and you being out in Frankenmuth, you were being voted through the Hemlock receive site. So that's the furthest site to the west. You are also almost full scale on the Bancroft receive site. You were coming through Guerra, but again, not as strong as you were going through the Hemlock site as being voted, your signal coming out, and even the Rosine Master, you were only, you know, a quarter of the way up on that one, but all these sites that are closer to you, you were coming in through the site that the furthest away. So it's kind of interesting how the receive sites work. And right now the Davenport site is not online. I'm not sure what's up there, so I had sent a text message to Jeff so when we can get up there to see what's going on there, but the other 5 sites are up. But just kind of curious, if you ever wonder, take a look, go to the KADAC website, click on the link on the right for repeaters, and at the top is the information for the 14724 repeater, and there's a link there for the voter. Click on that, it'll bring you up to a page, and you can see on the internet there what receive site you're being voted through. You'll have 2 colors, green and blue. Blue are the sites that are hearing your signal, and the green one is the site that's actually being used for your transmission. So just kind of curious on some of those, how they work. That's kind of strange. All right, next on the list. Let me get back off that screen so I can get to where I'm at. Mike, KF8EDQ, standby K8KCI. Good evening again, Mike.
Good evening, Ron and all. This is KF8EDQ. You know, if there's no subject matter, or I mean, if there's no presentation for the meeting on the Friday, I wouldn't mind spending some time with Bob and Jeff and helping them set up their all-star nodes. It probably wouldn't take very long to get them going. So if you're feeling up to it, you could bring your your Raspberry Pi and bring whatever you have for your all-star, and we can take a look at it. I'll bring my computer, and I wouldn't mind helping out at all. So maybe that's an idea. We could do a brief all-star run down there. All right. Yeah, it'd be good to hear some of you guys on there. I have one of my duplex all-star node is hooked up to the OAR repeater all-star node there, and they have nets pretty much every day, which is basically why I have a node parked there, because it's good to hear the guys in the morning. They start chirping at like 7:30 in the morning. And they have some nets at night, too, so it's always entertaining, always something to listen to. So, all right, 7:30, everyone. We'll talk to everyone next week, or we'll see you on Friday at the meeting there. This is KF8EDQ, and I'm passing it back to Net Control. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Yeah, there is a presentation scheduled for Friday's meeting. As said earlier, Tom, and ADUI is doing a presentation, videos, information on the filters that he built. So we will have a presentation there. But, yeah, you're welcome after the net's over with for you guys to stick around for a while. I know Mike and I will be there for at least a little while afterwards. So if you want to help him out, you're welcome to do so. You guys bring the equipment and Mike can help you through. There is a presentation scheduled for March meeting, but April, as of right now, is open as well. So in April, if you want to do a presentation on the All-Star Nodes for the club and give whatever you want to do, bring equipment in, do a formal presentation, a talk, whatever, you're welcome to do that. Just let Mike know so he can put you on the schedule for presentations, and then he'll let me know. I'll put once the schedule, put it up on the website too. So fantastic there. That would be real good. All right, KCI, you're up next, Jeff. Stand by, KCI, DOA. Good evening again, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks, Ron. And Mike, I appreciate that. We'll see what we can do. I plan on being there, weather permitting. This is how I always throw it out there, but other than that, sounds like a deal. I just haven't got into tax time, so I've been sorting expenses here on the farming. So that's been taking care of some of my stuff at the moment. But I'm always here to listen and learn. So this is KKCI, and we're going to send her back to Net Control and 73L, and we'll see you Friday.
All right, Jeff, we'll see you on Friday. Rick, you're up next. KC8VOA, stand by N8NTN.
Well, thank you there, Ron. Yeah, Dave talking about the broken gas line out in front of his house. I don't know if Bob's still on, but his dad came out to my job site one time and said, you need to go home, and you got to fix your own gas line. He goes, they ripped it out of the ground. He says, about 12 foot of it sticking up in the air. So the guy
guy I was working with, myself, and went over to my house, and sure enough, there's 12-foot of gas line sticking out of the ground. They ripped it right off and pulled the meter off the house and everything. And so we ended up replacing the gas service that night, and got it done pretty quick, but you don't know how deep they are. They can be installed at a certain depth. We don't know how much ground's been removed and how much ground's been put on, so you never know how deep it is. And so that's why you got to hand dig the test holes. And they are test holes. Just like the radios we deal with, they're dealing with a radio to locate that line. That dates back into World War I, radio direction finding. And that's how they locate the lines, is with that equipment. And it's part art, part science. It's not always easy. There is a lot of things. And just as we get multi-path in the radio, the same thing happens in the ground. So I'd like to say 73 to everyone. Hopefully we see everyone at the Friday night meeting and Saturday breakfast. 73, KCBOA.
Thanks, Rick, for the reminder for the breakfast on Saturday, too, at the Levi's there at 8:30 in the morning. And, yeah, that's true with the lines as far as that. I know when they came by and marked in front of my house, the flags had been there for several months, and they kept getting were not too far off the road. I would move them, have to, for mowing. I had to keep mowing around these things, so I had to keep putting them back. Luckily, the lines were still painted on the grass that I could see in some cases, but there were. I had to keep putting, most of those were the water. My gas runs down Mitchell, and they were coming across the front of the house, so it was a water line, and I know at least that's down quite a ways, but yeah, they didn't come through with any type of backhoe or any of the ditch witch type of things. They just dug a hand with shovels on the side of the driveway, at least when I was there, when I seen them, but they were digging when I came home from work, so they might have did something earlier that I wasn't aware of, but there wasn't a big hole or anything that they dug. So, all right, N8NTN, Doug, you're up, followed by KD8PAZ.
Well, good evening. Not much going on now. I have one of those units where you can hook up to the wire that's down there with the pipe, and it's interesting to work with. I had to use that at some of the radio stations to find some of the wiring and whatnot to ground. So it after about 4 or 5 hours, you catch on to it. It does have, sometimes it's a little off. I've been off as much as 6 or 8 inches, but at least it gets you close. And it ends in. Talk to you later.
All right, Doug, thanks for joining us tonight. Hopefully we'll see you Thursday night and possibly on Friday as well. All right, last up on the list, KD8PAZ. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Well, it's good to hear everybody in here tonight. I won't be there on Friday, but hopefully I'll see some of you on Saturday morning for breakfast. So other than that, everything else is going pretty good. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, hopefully we'll see you on Saturday. I plan to attend, but I got the breakfast on Saturday morning, and I got a dinner with another group on Saturday afternoon. So usually I don't try and do two dinners out or two things out the same day, but we'll see as far as that. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Are there any closing comments or other announcements for the Savara Net?
KF8DRC.
Go right ahead. We got you on the list.
Well, good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone there on the net. And I know I'm a little bit late. I had so many things to do, plus shoveling the snow, and it's still snowing outside, and that's the reason why. Anyhow, I don't have too much to say, but I've been a little bit busy around the house and around the outside, too. And really, the snow is coming down tonight. I don't know how many inches, but they never said there's a snow coming down. Anyhow, there is nothing else to say here. And thank you for letting me in the net tonight. And we'll talk later. KF8, Detroit Rock City. Jack.
All right, Jack, thanks for joining us tonight. And, yeah, they just said for up here for Saginaw, we were supposed to get a trace, but we got a little bit more than that. And further south, down to where you're at, was supposed to get a little more, an inch or two. So they're not always right. Go figure that. All right, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 13 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a great week. Stay safe and stay warm. It's KC8YDF clear.
You can pull me in and out, Ron, keep it still here.
Gotcha, Jeff. Thanks for checking in.
Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 21 degrees.